Zain Sivan Siman Tzadik Vav Halacha Tes Vav. We're going to Siman Tzadik Zain Halacha Tes. So we're finishing up the laws of Avdallah. When it comes to someone that forgot, more circumstances beyond their control. Someone La'alein even lost a relative. There's also a discussion about that, which we'll get to in Hilchos Aveilus. Even if a person purposely did not do Avdallah Motzei Shabbos, they could be mavdi, not just they could, they should do Havdalah until the end of Tuesday. Interesting discussion in the Poskim. What happens if you didn't do Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov? Some say you only, definitely not 3 days. Some say you have up until basically one day. That means night and day of that night, and that's it. The halach is if a person is not making Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, they do not make a bracha on Besamim, and they do not make a bracha on the candle. Just bury Pir Gafen and the bracha of Amad and Kodesh Lachol. After Tuesday, like we said, you can't make any more Avdalah. The reason for that is because the first 3 days of the week are called the days after Shabbos. This is true, by the way, even Kabbalistically, those that sing Askinu Sudasa. And therefore, they're considered part of Motzei Shabbos. The next 3 days are really connected already to the following Shabbos, and therefore, they have no connection to the Shabbos that just passed. We're starting Siman Tzadik Zayin, which is the laws of Rosh Chodesh and Kiddush Levana. There's a beautiful custom to fast. Mishra Boros HaKhovetz Chaim quotes this from the Ramak, Moshe Kedaviro, who says that there's a fast, that one is what's called the Yom Kippur Kata. Many shuls today do this. So every Rosh Chodesh, they say what's called the Yom Kippur Kata and the Tefillah, before Mincha usually it's done. And the reason for that is because all every Rosh Chodesh, all the sins of a person's past month are atoned for during the year. Meaning to say, just like when it comes to Yom Kippur, so when we do tshuva, it atones all year, so to Yom Kippur Katan is because it's like a mini Yom Kippur, and therefore the entire month, the avoyna, the mistakes of that month are atoned for. So that's why it's a very auspicious thing to do. It's compared to the Seir of the Higo that's brought in Rosh Chodesh, and that's why we say in Musaf, Zman kapora lechol tolle doisom, and each person, each place has his different custom. There's a mitzvah to increase in the meal of Rosh Chodesh. It's not an obligation, but it's a mitzvah to have a suda. And if it comes out on Shabbos, so what do? You're already having a suda, so you should add an extra item, a cooked item, more than what you would have regularly on Shabbos. As I always mentioned, this becomes already a challenge in today's world. Rosh Chodesh is permitted to be done, to do malacha. You're allowed to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. It's not like a yantar. But women that have a custom not to do malacha, it's a real minig, it's a proper minig, and one should not be lenient. The big question is which malachas. Today it's really laundry, because sewing and weaving, most women are not busy anyway doing. When it comes to halal, there's a mitzvah to say halal standing, and one should not interrupt the halal. And they should be careful as much as possible to do it with the tzibah, with the congregation. And therefore, the kitzur comes up with a nice chiddush that if a person shows up to shul and it's close to halal, and he didn't even daven shmoneh esrei, he didn't daven shachas, he should say halal with the tzibah and then daven afterwards. Kabbalistically, by the way, the Kabbalists disagree with this. And he would say, no, daven everything in order. If a person is in psukah dezima, let's say from hoydin to az yashir, you should read the halal with everyone else, not make a bracha before and after, because the Baruch Shem and the Bikash Tishtabach actually work for the halal that he is reciting. Now this is also on Rosh Chodesh, when you're not doing what's called the full halal. But Cholamoed and the last days of Pesach. But when it comes to saying a full halal, like we just said in Yom Tov and Shavuos, one cannot do so. The reason why is because there you need the beginning of the bracha of halal and the end of the bracha of halal. Someone that said halal individually, I mean not betzibah, if there's two other people there, you should try to get two people to say to them, hoydu l'Hashem, and they respond back. Because really it's actually an instruction. Thank Hashem. Why? Because His kindness is forever. When it comes to after halal, usually you say what's called the Kaddish Shalom, the full Kaddish. You take out the Sefer Torah, this is talking about Rosh Chodesh, and you lay in four different aliyahs. The Kohen reads is an interesting breakup because of the complications of the parshias, the way it's broken down. And therefore, the aliyahs, there's actually a repetition of the Pasuk, Va'omalta Lahem. Now, the Vilna Gaon actually has a different way of setting it up, but this is usually the custom. and the Kitta delineates exactly how to break it up. Lish Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to eulogize, and you don't say what's called Tzidik Adin if there's a Levayah. There's an obligation to sanctify the new moon every single month, and one should not do so until it's fully night. It's interesting that I remember someone asked me a Shaila. You know, there are many people now daven what's called Plag. So there's an interesting old discussion about that, but one of the mistakes that people make is they say, okay, daven Maris, I could do Kiddush Lavana, but the answer is no. You have to be able to enjoy the light. And therefore, this also actually alludes, connects to another halacha of how early can you say, when can you start reciting Havdalah, which will, meaning Kiddush Lavan, which we'll get to in a moment. Because since it's based on the ability to enjoy the light of the moon, has to be that there's something significant. Now, and this is a challenge of Mamish right now in Eretz Yisrael, and we're excited to do Kiddush Lavan Motzei Shabbos, and we couldn't do it. Shockingly, it was very cloudy, actually rained, which is an interesting phenomenon to happen in Yerushalayim during the month of Sivan. But in Negev, that's what happened, and it was thick. We couldn't do Kiddush Levana. So the halacha is if the Levana of the moon was covered up, you can't do Kiddush Levana unless it's a very thick cover. Sometimes you have this very, thin cloud. When it's very thin, it's permitted to do so because really the light is emanating through. Now, it's interesting that Kabbalistically, it's even better to have it a little bit, like I said, where there's like a very thin type of cloud. If you made the bracha and then the levana got covered up, the moon got covered up, you could still finish the bracha and you fulfill the obligation. But if you could estimate that by the time you're going to finish the bracha, it's going to be covered up, you should not start the bracha. Halacha is that you should not lechatchila make kiddush levana unless it's underneath the heaven, not underneath a rooftop. But if he doesn't have any clean place or other circumstances, as a person doesn't feel well, you can make a kiddush even if you're underneath a gag, what's called the rooftop, and even inside the house, through the window. Very important to know that. And lastly, it's a mitzvah in the mufcha, the best time to be mekadosh levana l'motzei Shabbos, when a person is what's called mevusam, he's happy, he's wearing beautiful clothing. That's a way, because the kiddush levana process experience is actually being greeting the Shechina. But if motzei Shabbos is going to be after 10 days from the time of the moilad, then remember, you only have until the 15th, and even less sometimes based on the calculation which we'll see, or for other concerns, especially where you live in areas where it becomes rainy, like London, I mean, talking about England, and even in America, so then it's better not to wait too much to Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to mekadesh, I mean, to do the Kiddush Havana with Roiv Am, more people, and I remember, I think the Chayadam Rosh, it's about three is a Roiv Am, but one should not delay for this. Why? Because the mitzvah of Zrizim comes before the mitzvah of Beroiv Am.